Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Hurricane Hotline on FM 104.3 WQAM. An in-depth look at the Miami Hurricanes. Presented by Williamson Cadillac.
Williamson Cadillac. Experience the South Florida lifestyle in a new Cadillac. From Miami's luxury dealership, Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Everybody, and welcome to the show. Joe Zagacki with our producer, Trevor Harris. We'll be with you for the next hour talking University of Miami football. We'll hear from Mario Cristobal momentarily. Hurricanes will try to get back into the win column on Saturday against Stanford. Kickoff at 7 o'clock from Hard Rock Stadium. Our broadcast begins at 3 o'clock. I'll be joined by Don Bailey Jr. Josh Darrow will be down on the sidelines. Trevor Harris will be in the command center. Hurricanes coming off a frustrating 24-21 loss to Louisville on Friday night. First things first, I'm not going to blame it, but I've told you all along, Friday nights are not for the big boys. Miami shouldn't play on Friday nights. That's a whole different story. At any rate, what did hurt them, besides the creativity of Louisville, what hurt Miami was Miami. Too many possessions ended with either a turnover or a penalty. 11 possessions in the game, they gave five of them away. So that was frustrating. Field position was frustrating. Tackling was frustrating. And it took them a couple of series to settle down, got back into the game, but came up short. We'll hear from Mario about what the Hurricanes' thinking was in regards to the final 35 seconds. At the 31-yard line, with about 35 seconds to go in the game, with a chance to win. At any rate, long way to go in the season. Hurricanes are in the hunt. I will tell you this right now, though. Stanford's coming in here, and I always say, judge a team when you play them. Stanford's coming off a win against Florida State. They played hard. They played physical. They played with a backup running back. They played with a backup quarterback. It did not faze them. They played smart and tough. And if you think you're going to out-scheme them on either side of the ball, you're crazy. You're not going to out-scheme them. There's not a damn thing that Frank Reich, their head coach, hasn't seen. And you don't think that Andrew Luck is sitting in all of those meetings, help breaking down film and come up with a game plan? You are not going to out-scheme them, in my opinion. What you have to do is outwork them, outplay them, out-execute them. And if you think you're going to get away with another game of 9 penalties for 100 yards, forget about it. This team that Miami has is a very good team. They can be an elite team. And there is a small margin between very good and super. There might be one super team right now. That's probably Ohio State. You can go from very good to elite or super, and Miami can. They've got the offensive line. They've got the defense. I do think they need to find somebody else, another person to catch the ball, in addition to Daniels and Tony. They need somebody else in there. I thought this would be a big year for Lofton. So they probably need more from him or somebody else. And, you know, Fletcher and Marty Brown, they give you the power. What they need to get out of Jordan Lyle is the home run. So I do think going to the Stanford game, they probably need a few more elements on offense, a few more playmakers to find their way into the game plan. And you know that Stanford is going to take some of the things that Louisville did to Miami. Chop blocking, pretty creative by Louisville. Chop block Miami across the line, the quick game. So there are things that Miami has to clean up and get ready for. But what they need to do, they're going to go from good to great. They need to fix the execution. At any rate, coming up on the show, Mario Cristobal, Shannon Dawson, Corey Heatherman, Frank Reich, all coming up on the show. So let's start things off with Mario Cristobal. Hello, once again, everybody. Welcome to the Mario Cristobal Show. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., and, of course, University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. And this week, the Hurricanes back home. Stanford, 7 o'clock at Hard Rock Stadium, looking for a nice crowd on Saturday to take on the Cardinal in a big game for the University of Miami. Well, they're all big, no matter what. All big games. And, Coach, let's look back real quick. Louisville Cardinals, hard-fought game, 24-21. Tough mountain to climb, yet you're 36 yards away from winning the game with 31 seconds to go. So your team was right there at the end.
Yeah, you know what? We didn't coach well enough. We didn't play well enough. We didn't execute well enough. We every win, every loss, we take it together as a team and got right at the film and confronted and demanded the most of ourselves as a program to make sure that we can move forward, correct these mistakes, and become a better football team. So did that and making sure that our focus is entirely on Stanford.
Coach, the last time we sat in these chairs, you said to Joe and I and the listening audience that Louisville is the most complete team that Miami will play, and that they were.
They were. They have some really explosive playmakers, and they certainly had us on our heels early, mm-hmm. and we found ourselves fighting back and clawing back. And despite having several issues with penalties and turnovers, we had the ball again right down at the 31-yard line with 36 seconds left to go and a chance not only to tie the game, but to win the game. And we didn't finish it. And that, again, that's on all of us as coaches and players.
Can you take us through the options you had when you were down there? Don and I were talking on the broadcast. You're at the 31, you got 36 seconds. You can throw to the end zone if it's a safe one that's either in someone's hands or out of bounds. You could play for a field goal. Your thought was going for the win, though, right? And what are your options?
That's a great scenario to be in. You got to think of it as 1 yard per second. Right, to be on schedule to move the ball, especially when you have two timeouts and when you're under 2 minutes on the clock where every first down is a stoppage as well. So we felt very confident about the situation we were in and the play calls that we had. We didn't coach it well enough. We didn't execute it well enough.
Coach, I want to go to the defense for a second. Miami threw the four interceptions, of course, but the defense held pat. I mean, 0 points after the takeaways.
0 points after any of the turnovers,
correct.
Which is an incredible stat. You know, the points given up were on the margins. You know, the penalties that led to really short fields for Louisville, the penalties that killed drives or made us settle for field goals instead of going for touchdowns. You know, things like that really added up in the neighborhood of anywhere from 14 to 18 points. And when the margins are smaller and smaller as the year goes on, you can't give those plays away.
You could probably make an argument. Maybe in the autopsy, you guys did look at this. Coach Dawson did talk about last week touchdowns over field goals, and you said you had to settle for two field goals inside the red zone after Malachi got it down to the 9, and there was another one. So if those are touchdowns, probably not in a 24-21 game.
Yeah, you want to be over 75% touchdown rate in the red zone, and we were at 50%, and ultimately that's the difference in the game.
Coach, when you talk about the effort of your football team and you're down to 31 seconds, this team kept fighting and fighting and fighting. And yes, the penalties, yes, the takeaways, but no surrender.
Absolutely. And that's the we have really good people and we have really good competitors and people that really, really want to win. And there's a strong belief that regardless of any injury, any situation, any big play, good play, bad play, that we can overcome that and turn it into a W. And we got ourselves in a position to get that done, but we fell short at the end.
You did mention, Don talked about no points after the turnovers, and they got the 14 pretty quick. And one of them, as you mentioned, a very short field. But then the next six drives, you stymied them and held them to 3 points. Maybe take us through if you had to make adjustments or why you were able to settle down and hold their offense down.
That's right. Just got our cleats in the ground. And we were, I'd say, more detailed in our communication, more detailed in our positioning, in our alignments, in our eye discipline, and started just playing more of the brand of football that we have been playing. We just didn't do it as a team consistently enough. We have been playing very good complementary football, offense, defense, and special teams together, and it was a night where we did not do that.
Coach, again, you mentioned expect the unexpected from Coach Brohm, and he certainly delivered that the first couple drives, and it led to points for them as well.
Absolutely. You got to give credit where credit is due. You know, we hurt ourselves, but they also made some really good plays.
I know this drives you crazy. 9 penalties, 63 yards. It's back-to-back games. The number has been pretty high. What are the things that you do to address the penalties?
Well, I mean, number one is acknowledge it. You eat it like a grown man. You take it on and you confront it, and then you dig into why is it happening, because pre- and post-snap penalties will get you beat, and they certainly did tonight.
And, Coach, you go through a season, and the deeper you get into the season, the more every opponent knows about you. And the intel that's out there, not only on the tape but from the other teams, it just makes the margin for error even smaller and also the margin for victory very difficult.
The margins will become smaller and smaller. I mean, you see it across college football and pro football every single week. So you really can't give plays away. There's going to be some plays that may not go your way due to a batted ball, right, a funny bounce or whatnot. So you can't control those. But the ones that you can control, especially the pre- and post-snap stuff, you have to control that, because that will come back and hurt you in some way, shape, or form. And it has. And myself, the coaches, our team, we have not done a good enough job eliminating those penalties. We're at work at it relentlessly, and we'll find a way to get that done and move forward, because, a reminder, this is the same team that won 5 straight games against maybe the toughest out-of-conference schedule in the country. So we know how to do it. We have to do it on a consistent basis, because the games get harder and harder.
It's not like they didn't have good players as well. The receiver Bell, really good wide receiver. The running back Brown, really good running back. And they had a plethora of guys on defense that good players, several that probably will play at the next level.
Everybody that we play against and every team in the country has good players. And anyone that doesn't believe that during preparation is in for a surprise. Every team has good players. And every team, as you mentioned, has film on you, makes phone calls to other teams that have played against you, coaches that have coached against you. And therefore, your preparation and the fixing of the issues that you have as the season goes on is critically important. You can't move on to the next opponent until you address the issues that you had in the previous game. Because if you don't fix them, address them, you will see them again and again and again. So all those things come into play, and therefore, energy and mental intensity and preparation has always got to be at the highest.
Coach, let's spend a minute on corrections. And it's very detailed on how you go about your corrections. I mean, there's the tape, the conversation, you review it. It's endless, and then you move on to the next week. But you don't move on until every correction has been addressed.
No doubt. It's from the meeting room to the walkthrough to the unit walkthrough and unit drills, and then to the team setting where you get it all done. So you see it 4 or 5 times, from a correction standpoint. And then you work it off the other half, so you see it from the other side as well. It is it's a very process-oriented, progression-oriented learning system and correction system. And it's been really good for us. We just did not do it to the level that we have to be successful this past Friday.
Heard you say earlier, in college football today, humility is right around the corner. And it's interesting, because if you looked at depth charts a couple years ago, you see a lot of freshmen, sophomores, redshirt sophomores. Now you look at depth charts and you see fifth year, sixth year guys across the country. Has college football become more sophisticated, more physical? Because now guys are staying in school longer, I guess, transfer portal, all of those things. It seems like that has also closed the gap on from super teams to good teams to great teams, making the games even more competitive.
And it's a game of matchups, too. And if you could find one and expose one, then, you know, obviously you could get yourself an advantage or be at one if you can't prevent it. So, it's again, it's becoming more and more competitive, and there's more and more parity. And therefore, every time you prepare just like a prize fighter, where every single fight is a fight of your life, right? Keep arousal and intensity really, really high to make sure you prepare to the best of your ability.
Coach, win, lose, or draw, you go into a ball game, you don't give up any sacks in that category. That's a successful day.
Yeah, pass protection was really, really good. A lot of time throw the ball, albeit the one fourth down play. You know, aside from that, it's guys are, if we didn't have good people that were competitors and work hard, you know, that game wouldn't have been in our own possession to win or tie at the end. So there's a lot to learn from, a lot to grow from, and certainly our guys are eager to get back on the field like we did this morning.
Coach, was it frustrating not to be able to get the run game going consistently?
It was. It was. And you know what? Sometimes we just have to do what we do. You know, look, everybody's doing their best. Everybody, you know, and it did not work out on Friday night. So we have to make sure that we give ourselves always the best schematic, technique, fundamental advantage that we possibly can. Coach it to the highest level, learn it to the highest level, and go out and do the most important thing, and that's execute. At the end of the day, it's executing, right? With physicality, right? By being relentless. And we've got to make sure we get more consistent result in regards to that.
You talk level of competition, Coach. You say creating an advantage, whether it's a Miami advantage, but you have an opponent that's spending the same amount of hours as you are trying to create an advantage for him. How do you go through and ultimately pick out what should work?
Well, I mean, it's the tape is the tape. And it's not just last week's tape. It's what they've been doing all season. And then you dig back into, okay, how have they successfully attacked structures like ours? Do we got to go back to when the 22 game when this coordinator was at so-and-so school against such-and-such school that we worked at or that runs a similar scheme than we do? You got to dig deep. And you make sure that every play call that you have is as airtight as it could possibly be. If it has too many holes in it, if there's a high risk factor of it not working out, then you just scratch it from the game plan, right? Because at the very worst thing you could have is a negative play, a disastrous play, a turnover. So those things are always at the forefront, and it's a relentless process. And when you have a bye week, you know, you have time to do that. And bye week one worked out well for us, and bye week two did not work out well for us.
Okay, more of Mario Cristobal coming up, plus Shane and Dawson as well. Miami and Stanford on Saturday at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 3. Let me talk to you for a moment about one of my favorite subjects. I love talking about University of Miami football and University of Miami basketball, which is knocking on the door. I also love talking about Ed Williamson and his lovely wife, Carol. They are gigantic University of Miami supporters, football, basketball, baseball, all of them, women's basketball. But you know what else they are a fan of? Great customer service. And that's why Williamson Automotive has been in business now for 50 years. It's Miami's luxury dealership. Nobody else can be called a luxury dealership like Williamson Cadillac. They've been a luxury dealership for over 50 years. And they're more than just a dealership. They are our friends and neighbors. Williamson Cadillac has built a loyal client base and a reputation by staying focused on what matters the most, the customer experience. Customers are treated like family. So if you're looking for a CT4, CT5, XT5, XT6, or the all-electric Lyriq, Williamson Cadillac is going to have it. New vehicles are arriving every single day. New vehicles arrive every single day. Customer service stays the same. It never leaves Williamson Cadillac. It is there every single day. If you want to get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle, and face it, in South Florida, everybody wants some kind of luxury. You will find it at Williamson Cadillac. Easy to find, located on US 1 at 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto. Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hurricane Hotline continues on FM 104.3 WQAM. Presented by Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
This week, Sanford Cardinal come to Hard Rock Stadium, 7 o'clock kickoff on Saturday night. A lot of things to talk about in this game. It's a Ring of Honor game, so a lot of things to talk about with that. Honoring certain University of Miami players, great players in the past. Stanford comes in, kind of an unusual situation. Frank Reich, he's attached to University of Miami history. Not so good for University. I mean, he came on, rallied Maryland back in 1984. He's an interim coach. Andrew Luck is the general manager. But one thing for sure, Coach, between Luck and Coach Reich, they have found an identity for their team. That's what they strive to do, and they are creating an identity for their team.
They sure have, and it starts with just playing physical and playing fast, and it showed up this past week especially when they held one of the country's best offenses to just 13 points. They actually knocked their quarterback out of the game. Yeah. They really are structured well. They're very sound. They play fast. They're excellent in the areas of third down and red zone ball, which obviously their experience in the pros, you could see it just carrying over to what they're doing schematically and how they're playing the game. So just really impressed with the job that they have done.
Of course, they don't have a winning record right now, but from what they've had the last 3 years, this team, Stanford, has gotten a lot better. And you mentioned the NFL influence. How about on the defensive side of the ball for them? What do they present?
Well, no doubt. They're multiple up front. They'll jump into an odd front, a bare front, and four down. They'll bring pressures. They're really exotic on third down to try to confuse you and try to force some bad throws, make some errors or whatnot. But they're fast and they're physical. And their edge players really do a good job at setting edges. They're interior guys. They do create a lot of negative plays. Their linebackers are physical. They communicate really well, and they fit the run schemes really, really well. You could tell they're really in tune with what's being called and how they want to execute it.
Offensively, they are committed to running the football, right? Big offensive line, big tight ends. One of the tight end caught six passes the other night against Florida State, but they are committed to running the football. The back had over 100 yards against FSU. What do you see in their run game?
see a big physical offensive line, just like you mentioned, and they take care of the C gaps and the D gaps with multiple tight end sets. And they get downhill, but they also get outside. Their backs are involved in the screen game. They spit the ball out. They're really well to their wide receivers also. And their concepts on third down, they're very pro-oriented. In other words, they understand matchups, they understand coverage structures, and they attack them really well.
Last week, their tight end, and for the season so far, is the leading receiver, and they love him as a target.
They do. They do, and he's a big physical guy with a real big catch radius. So whether he's covered or not, they're not afraid to put it into the vicinity where he has a chance to get it, and more times than not, he's come up with a big play.
Their quarterback situation, they either have a veteran, Gulbranson, who was knocked out of the FSU game but got to play at Oregon State for 5 years. The other quarterback, Brown, went 6-for-12 from Matter Day High School, one of the top 300 players in the country, led them on a beautiful touchdown drive. So their quarterback situation, kind of either young or old, but two quality players.
Really good football players in a really good scheme, and you can tell that they're very synchronized and very organized in what they do and how they call it, because what you don't see errors made up front or tied into the pass game.
Coach, you were a member of this conference. You played them, I believe, four times when you were at Oregon, and one thing that I've noticed on watching them is there is no lack of effort on any snap offensively or defensively out of this team.
No doubt. That's the first thing our players noted in watching film on these guys over the weekend. Very physical, and they're playing real, real fast, and you could see all the improvements week after week that led to their victory on Saturday night, which by no way, shape, or form was that an accident. That was something that was in the making over the past couple weeks.
The linebacker, middle linebacker, was a heck of a player, Rose, and I don't know, they got a bevy of guys in their secondary. The one knocked the quarterback out, but their secondary and that linebacking core tied together seems like they're playing at a pretty high level.
They are, and they play together, and they communicate, which is always rule number one, right? You must communicate to get lined up correctly, to adjust to all the things that you're seeing. And they've seen a lot. You know, they've seen a lot of different offenses, and they just keep getting better and better and better. And again, this weekend's performance lets you know the direction that they're heading.
Coach, they're number 91 defensive lineman, very active player in the middle, and another effort machine, to say the least.
Another older guy, played a lot of football, very experienced, so he understands. He understands protections. He understands where the zone side is, where the man side is, how to attack it. The technique to use when he's aligned in certain, whether he's a two-eye, whether he's a two, whether he's a true nose or a four-eye. Just a very experienced, very hard-nosed, tough, active, physical football player.
Coach, also in the backfield, they lost their starting running back in the FSU game. The other kid, they list him at 5'8 or 5'9. He carried the ball 28 times for 118 yards, and he caught passes. He moved the pile. I thought it was a heck of a performance by him. What do you see there?
The same that you see in their entire team. Guys that are very tough, very hard-nosed. But what doesn't get stated enough, they have really good athletes, guys that can make plays. And therefore, like we talk about all the time, you've got to prepare at your very best to be able to have success on Saturday night.
Coach, you go back in their schedule, you talk about the SMU game. They played that game very well. The score looks a little lopsided, but not the game. Mm-hmm. If you watch the game, it's nowhere near that score.
Yeah, you know, they've corrected the errors, you know, the not punching it in at the one-yard line. They had an interception returned, you know, 95 yards when they were down there in an opportunity to score and muffed a punt. So, you know, you always watch film. Because the film tells a story. You know, looking at scoreboards or stat sheets, that never tells a story. You got to look at film. What went wrong? Because if you fix certain things, like the outcome of games could be completely different. And as you watch their season, they just continue to improve. They continue to tweak themselves from a schematic standpoint, which leads to making more plays and has led to a couple really big wins as of late.
Yeah, one more thing. Frank Reich is the interim coach. At least he is now. But I don't know if he's enjoying it or not. He seems like he's having a good time, but he's brought stability to that team, to that program with Andrew Luck. They seem to be aligned, so they do have stability.
He's a high-level NFL player and a high-level NFL coach that brings a wealth of knowledge and experience to the college level. And, you know, when you take over a program in the situation that he did to do all the things that they're doing, I mean, my opinion, that's tremendously impressive. You know, very impressed with what they've done.
Ring of Honor game, Ken Dorsey, Dan Morgan, Brian McKinney, Andre Johnson.
Just to name a few.
Those are a few good players. Right.
really good football players, you know, that did an awesome job here and getting their due. God bless them. Looking forward to seeing them and watching them get honored. It's a great day for those guys.
Mike Rumpf also going into the University of Miami Hall of Fame. That's a nice honor for him, right?
Absolutely.
On your staff.
And Mike does an unbelievable job with us in recruiting and development and being just a great colleague, an impact person. Mike Rumpf is he's as good as it gets.
Coach, can we talk touch on Malachi Toney for a moment? He's doing a lot of things for you, catching the ball, throwing the ball, running the ball. He's been sensational. He's 18 years old.
He's 18 years old, and he continues to get better. Fearless and relentless in his work and his approach to the game, and it keeps paying off. You know, he finds the ball finds him, and when it does, you know, special things do happen. So, again, you know, credit to him for the way he approaches the game and how hard he works and making sure that he does everything possible to help this team win.
Isn't he an example of what you tell every recruit that comes in here or every player that comes in here? If you're prepared and you can help us win, you will play. It doesn't matter the age, the class, or the position.
It doesn't matter age, class, position, or where you're from.
Right.
You know, what jersey number you're wearing. I mean, it just doesn't playing at a high level and winning doesn't discriminate. You know, you make sure you do your best always by all the players, and it always works itself out because the film doesn't lie, you know? Here at Miami, there are no narratives as to, you know, playing, not playing, why this, why that. No, just work hard, do your job. It's going to work out really well. Malachi is another great example.
Now, you've had a lot of different things to get your arms around as the head coach here. But one thing for sure is, like you said, it doesn't matter if you're from South Florida, Los Angeles, Nebraska, wherever it is, 18 years old, 23 years old, if you're doing your job and you can help this team win, they'll be on the field.
One of the best things we do around here, we don't BS anything or anyone. That's the bottom line. You know what? Just like this Friday, you know what? We didn't do a good enough job. We didn't coach well enough. We didn't play well enough. We didn't execute well enough. You know what? You get up off the mat like a grown man, you shake it off, and you go back to work. That's our job. That's our obligation. That's our responsibility. And being upset about it, being pissed about it, that's not going to change anything. Going out and working as a team like a grown man, that changes things. And that's what we're about. So let's get back to work.
And really, Coach, when you think about evaluation, whether it's a game or a practice, everything is taped. Everything is documented. Everything is watched, not only by the position coach, but by you and the coordinators. And so the decisions to play or not play, they've been earned.
That's always the case, mm-hmm. You know, and that's never going to change. It can't ever change, you know. And the best part about it, every single day, like you mentioned, you sit and you watch tape as a team, right? And that always tells a story. And the story right now for Miami is we're getting better and better. We didn't have our best night. We didn't play to the standard. But overall, we are, and we're going to keep progressing and getting better.
Okay, well, this week it's a Saturday night game. You know my feelings on any other day.
I understand.
Okay, 7 o'clock, Hard Rock Stadium. We got 3 home games left. Fans will have all day to get ready for this one. And now, I mean, you know, we're in the middle of October here playing playoff games. So this is about home field advantage. If Stanford has struggled in one area of their program, they've had a little tough time winning on the road, and you want to make it even tougher.
Without a doubt. You know, and our fans have done a great job all year long. We have a Saturday game, which, you know, is important for our people to be there and to bring that juice, bring that energy.
All right, Coach. Thank you and the very best of luck.
Thank you. Go Canes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Time for more Hurricane Hotline on FM 104.3 WQAM. Presented by Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Okay, thanks to Mario Cristobal for joining us. Of course, if you happen to miss it, go to WQAM.com and you can find the Mario Cristobal Show. All right, Hurricanes going to this game against Stanford. Stanford has an identity. That is to stop the run. Miami did not run the ball well against Louisville. 2.6 yards per carry, I think it was, against Louisville. So no running game led to a passing game that was hit or miss. And Carson Beck ended up with 4 interceptions. Shannon Dawson talked about the Hurricanes offense and began the conversation with his comments on Carson Beck.
He's fine. I mean, it's not, you know, he's played enough football to have games like that. And so he was fine immediately after the game. He felt like we all did. Like, he felt like we gave one away, and it sucks, you know. But at some point, you got to shake it off and you got to move on. You can't go back in time. We can't replay those plays that we missed. We have to learn from them, and when they come up again, we have to do better. And so he's played enough football to understand that this isn't one person's load to carry. If I, you know, everybody's got their little bit of self-reflection to do, including myself. I have the biggest one. And so, and I take the brunt of the blame for all of it. And so ultimately, you look in the mirror, it's no different than I told the offense. I mean, you know, when we went to bed Friday night as a loser for the first time this year, if you went to bed thinking, oh, so-and-so should have done this, then you're wrong. Everybody should have went to bed thinking, man, I wish I would have done blank to help us win this game. I did the same thing. I laid in bed and I was like, man, what could I have done yesterday, last week, 2 weeks to help us avoid this game, right? And so if everybody will look in the mirror instead of looking peripheral, and we have a bunch of guys in that room that did just that. They look straight in the mirror and they're like, man, you know what? I caused this on this drive. I caused this on this drive. Me, I got to do better calling the game. I got to do better at the end, putting us in a better situation to win the game. And so everybody's accountable. And we have a bunch of good people in the room that understand that it isn't one person's deal. It's a collective effort that got us beat. And we just got to do better. You know, we got to do better as an offense to move the ball and honestly run more plays. That's the biggest thing that bothers me is when you give away 5 possessions like that, you end up running 60-something plays rather than 80. You know, and that's you know, I want those 20 plays.
When you were there in bed thinking about what you could have done better, do you mind sharing with us like some of the things you came up with?
The main things I came up with, I won't share, Daryl, to be honest with you, because it's going to lead into some stuff for the next couple weeks. But ultimately, there was some things, you know, there's specific things that I think in those certain situations that I could do better, call better, make clearer, you know, in those particular situations. And that's coaching. I have to coach better in those situations. And so I thought we had a really good plan going into the game. We got punched in the face, to be quite honest with you. Our fourth play of the game, we're down 14-0. And so I thought we showed a lot of resilience coming back and fighting and putting ourselves in a situation where we had a chance to win the game. And then ultimately we didn't deserve to win the game. We did not. And that's why we didn't win the game. They played better than we did. And there isn't one person in our room offensively when I asked that question today that said we did deserve to win. We didn't play our best, and we didn't deserve to win, and we didn't win. And you get what you deserve in this life. And so we're going to get ready and have a great practice tomorrow, and everybody's shake it off, and we're ready to roll with a positive attitude, and we're gonna make it right.
Shannon, what did you make of the last interception on that play, just how it played out? We obviously heard Paul, heard Carson's comments.
I mean, what I think about it is it's out of a timeout, and I got to do a better job with extreme clarity on what we need to do. And I point every finger at me on that play because we're coming out of a timeout, and I got to do a better job putting our team in position to be successful in that particular situation.
Okay, Shannon Dawson, it is a shame that they were not able to launch one pass to the end zone, to take one shot to the end zone to win that game. At any rate, it's on to Stanford. Stanford has a very physical secondary. One of their leading safeties, Lieber, will miss the first half. He nearly decapitated Tommy Castellanos. So Mitch Lieber will miss the first half because of targeting. But they got a guy named Jay Green. He wears number 5. Really good player, excellent leader, redshirt junior, and has played really, really well for them, 28 tackles a season. And then up front, they are heavy. They're big. They're heavy. And they play to stop the run. Leading tackler is a guy named Matt Rose from Ohio, 56 tackles. So Hurricanes are going to have to play better. I thought Coach Dawson made a good point. Got to run more plays. You can't run more plays when you're turning the ball over and getting penalties. So got to run more plays, especially when you have home games in this weather. Run more plays. Meanwhile, on defense, Corey Heatherman, their challenge this week against Stanford, number one, we got to figure out who the quarterback's going to be. Their quarterback was knocked out of the game, and so they played with their backup quarterback. So we'll see what happens. I think it might be the backup quarterback in this game. Jay Tabb had a big game, ran for over 100 yards against Florida State. They want to run the football. Frank Reich calls their plays. He's a very good play caller. But Corey Heatherman spent much of his media availability talking about the Louisville game.
Going into the game, we did some different things, you know, in the back end, you know, where we had our eyes, who we were putting on certain people, and, you know, how we, in different situations, you know, we had some personnel groupings that we wanted to work on off track and third down, and you know, try to take really both 5 and 0 out of the game. You know, early on, he ran away from us the one time in the under and got away from us there. And, you know, as the game went on, we kind of had different ways of trying to take him out or different things to try to play some different zones to stay top down through it. And, you know, we just got to, you know, early in the game, I think we just got to start faster to take him away. And then the last one, we got to tackle better on that one. But, you know, it'll always be how do we take away their best players. And, you know, I think we just had a slow start on that one, and we got to come out faster. And after that, I thought our guys really responded to it and did a good job for the rest of the game. But, you know, sometimes we'll have a plan to, you know, put a corner on them or to bracket it or have a safety on them and play some different levels. And each week we'll have a different game plan for how we attack people.
Corey, I think it's 7 turnovers by the offense. You guys haven't allowed a point against when on possession after. Just you speak of the defense ability when those situations happen, the offense, you guys are able to lock in and be able to minimize the damage on the other end.
Yeah, we try to treat every single possession the same. It doesn't matter where the field position is, what, you know, whether it was a kickoff or it was a punt or it was a takeaway. We try to, you know, sudden change or first play of the game or first play of the second half. We try to treat everything the same. And in practice, we take the field the same exact way every single day. In games, you probably see it, we pull the guys up every single time. And so that way, it's always the same. And you can put the ball down, and, you know, we tell our guys, we're in a parking lot. put the ball down anywhere, and it's our job to go respond. And, you know, we need to make sure we limit first downs, and we got to get the ball back for the offense. So, you know, whatever the situation is, we treat it the same all the time so that there's no sudden change. There's no different, you know, situations part of the game. We just settle the guys down. We talk about, hey, this is what we need to do. This is what we're expecting in this situation by field zone or by personnel grouping or, you know, whatever the offense is doing in a certain game or a certain situation. So that way our guys settle down. We go out, we take the field, and we're playing with confidence every single time like nothing happened.
This was the first game where the opponent had success in the run game in particular. What do you think led to that from your side of things?
Yeah, I think, you know, early on we had a misfit. There were 5 runs over 10 yards. And, you know, the very first play of the game, we just have a misfit. It's, we're in a look that we've seen a lot of, and we're there, and we kind of get Velcro on a tight end, and we get the two players to fit it, and we get a tackle it, and then we miss a tackle. I thought that the 28-yarder, we had a guy peek out of a gap. We got to fit up, and, you know, it's something that we talked about during the week. It happened in practice on Monday and Tuesday, I think, and a lot of times what happens in practice happens in a game, and we just got to get that cleaned up. We talked about it with the guys late in the game. You know, I thought one of them was on me. I put a call on that, kind of guessed wrong on it. And, you know, it hurt us in that situation, and our guys responded and they made the play after that. And the defense did a really good job of getting us back on track after that play. And it was something they really hadn't shown. I think he's shown it in the Notre Dame game last year. It's really the only other time that they kind of showed that type of thing. And the second, you know, they got to it, I kind of was like, I saw what was happening. But I thought our guys after those first couple responded well, and then but it was the 5 runs of 10 or more that hurt us in the stat sheet. And, you know, we talk about the explosive game and then the big play game. We gave up the 3 explosives, which resulted really in the 24 points, and then you give up, you know, 5 runs over 10 yards, that's gonna hurt you in the stat sheet. And, you know, we had talked to the guys all week, was we got to stop the run. I think they had 107 total rushing yards in the ACC play. And that was the goal, was to stop the run, make them one-dimensional so we could do different things to some of the receivers. And we got to start faster stopping the run early in the game.
Okay, Corey Heatherman, great explanation. Shannon Dawson, very clear explanations, no doubt about that. Meanwhile, Kane's getting ready for Stanford. Let's go to the West Coast. Frank Reich is the head coach of the Stanford Cardinal. Here is his perception of the Miami Hurricanes.
First of all, well coached. You know, Coach Cristobal, obviously a very accomplished coach, highly respected. So they're just going to have a tough team. They're a tough team. You know, I don't know Coach that well, but I just know he seems like, a couple times I've met him or seen around him, he seems like a tough guy and, you know, O-line guy. So you kind of like that. I respect that. And, you know, you can see that in their offense, you know, with their run schemes, you know, the physical mentality of what they're trying to do in the run game. Obviously their offensive coordinator, very accomplished, actually at one point has some connection with my family, played and coached for my brother, a few years ago. So, and he's gone on to have a really prolific career. So Coach Dawson, very, very, very good coach in the pass game and coordinating that offense. So, they got speed, right? The running back is legit. He's legit NFL. It's a pro style. It's a pro program. I mean, you look at their program, it's a pro program in all 3 phases, with a lot of pro talent. And that's why they're so highly ranked and accomplished, and we're excited. I mean, this is going to be a really good test for us on the road, and we know that if we want to get to where we want to go, we have to be able to show that we can go on the road against a well-coached team, a tough team, and play good football.
All right, that's Frank Reich, his perception of the Miami Hurricanes. I think it's going to be a good game on Saturday. Canes have to bring their A game the rest of the way, and really no margin for error to get into the playoff, because this year there's lots of competition inside the ACC with Georgia Tech, Virginia, and Louisville all playing well inside the league. At any rate, we look forward to Saturday night, Miami and Stanford at Hard Rock Stadium. Thank you for joining us. Trevor Harris has been our producer. The Canes and Stanford on Saturday, 7 p.m. kickoff, 3 o'clock here on QAM. Stay tuned now. Coming up next, the Panthers and the Bruins, Brad Marchand's return to Boston. That's coming up right now here on QAM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.